What just happened? I lost it.
Rose?
Okay, we're back on. We just got back on. Okay. We'll go on. We're good. Okay, so everybody said
I think you're muted.
I'm muted. Okay, good idea. Good idea to unmute me. Okay. Take two. We're good? So the end of Shia yesterday, we just began the next sugya. One of the most basic, one of the most fundamental sugyas, and it's really going to branch out into multiple sugyas, as to what exactly that deep, dark secret of Bitul Chametz is all about. Bitul Chametz is something that appears in Mishnayos, later on in the third parak. It appears in the Gemara explicitly in the Avdarim Rebeis, and the Gemara makes a sweeping statement, but it is far from clear what the mechanics of Bitul are, how Chazal figured out this deep, dark mystery of Bitul Chametz. And as we already began yesterday, we introduce you to Rashi. The Rashi tells us, and the Rambam says almost the identical thing in the Chametz and Matzah Rebeis, that Bitul Chametz is the mitzvah of Teshbisi. Hashbasa delayed, Zui Hashbasa. Actually, the Targum Unklus already expresses the same idea when he touches up the word Tashbisu Tevatlon. So there's this whole theory in Mishainim that Bitlon and Tashbisu are in effect synonymous with one another. So Taisus rattles off one kasha, another kasha, against Rashi. And the first kasha that we began to deal with yesterday and really, really kind of stopped short was Taisus' kasha is that how do we understand that Bitul and Tashbisu are synonymous? After all, we have Tanoim who are talking a different language about Tashbisu. We have Tanoim who are invoking images of Serefa. We have Tanoim who are using phrases of Hashpasasa B'chol Dovar, Zera L'Ruach, Matal Hayam. These are things that have nothing to do with Bitul. If Bitul Chametz is all that you need, what's Shaykh to have such a machlaikas? What's Shaykh to have such a discussion? Bitul is Bitul. Bitul is B'machshav alone. How could anybody say that Bitul Chametz is acceptable for Tashbisu, and yet you require Bir Chametz? Right? So we fine-tuned the question a little bit. We had a whole razzle-dazzle yesterday. Why Tosfos asked the kasha dafka for Rabbi Akiva, not for Rabbi Yehuda? We had to touch it up a little bit. But at the end of the day, there was a glaring problem. How are you talking that there should be Bitul Chametz should be acceptable, and yet other methods of destruction, some are going to fall short. Very, very difficult. So yesterday we attempted the approach of Mechas Chinuch. We had a lot of problems with Mechas Chinuch's approach. So now we're going to begin with the second approach. And the second approach is predicated on the assumption that yes, it's true, Bitul is Tashbisu, but Bitul is not an end-all. And there are certain types of Chametz that don't lend themselves to Bitul. And if we can identify those mysterious kinds of chametz that don't lend themselves to bittul, then we can begin to understand why there could be a machlekes at tanoim about whether you require bir chametz, whether hashpasas b'chol dovar. That machlekes, that nisha d'chaf aleph, is dealing with the kind of a chametz that doesn't lend itself to bittul. So we have a lot of work to do. We have to identify, could that please mysterious chametz please stand up? Give me a chametz that will not lend itself to bittul. So we are not the first ones to already raise this issue, that there may be certain types of chametz that don't lend themselves to bittul. And there were actually Gedolei HaRishonim who said it. And that is the notion of chametz yadua. When you learn the sugyas of bittul, so you get the impression that bittul is kol chamir v'chamir adike b'shusi. I don't know where it is, I have no clue, maybe it's under a table, I have no idea. But if I have a slice of pizza sitting in front of me on the table, libatul levek yafid diara, really? You can be mevatul something that's yadua l'cha? Mechataisi? So who actually says this? Which rishon actually formulates this? It depends on who you ask. So there is a Rambam, and there are actually multiple girsos in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, quotes a girsa. Well, the Gersa runs as follows. It's a Kesef Mishnah, the top of the back of the page. Umahi Ashpasu Zuma Batayra. What is Tashbisu? Hishayasir Hachamete Yadulo Meshusai. You have to remove. Yasir means to physically remove the Chametz Yadulacha. Vishaeno Yadua. Yevatle Belibo Vyafasakyafar. Bechulei. Zuya Nuscha Shabasifer Rabbeinu Shabiyadeinu. So the Kesef Mishnah testifies that there was a Ksaviyad in the Rambam, there was a text in the Rambam, where the Rambam Gufa draws this distinction between Chametz Yadua versus Chametz Eni Yadua. The parsha of Bitl Midrais and Bitl Yamasagi was only said on Chametz Eni Yadua. But Chametz Yadua, Yasir, you have to remove it. How do you remove it? Zakht Rabbi Yehuda, Enbi Chametz Al Shreifa, Zakht Chamim, Hashmasas Bechal Davar. Oh, it has to be a physical removal. The parish of Bittu, the whole sugya Bittu, was only said on Chametz Eni Yadua. Now again, I'm not going to comment on whether this is the correct Girsa in the Rambam. It's highly questionable. The Girsa in the Rambam that we have, the more popular Girsa, doesn't have that distinction between Yadua versus Eni Yadua. So I'm far from convinced that this is in fact the Rambam. But this idea does exist in other Rishonim. There is such a notion, there is such an idea to differentiate between Chametz Yadua versus Chametz Eni Yadua. If this is in fact correct, so then this would already be a Pesach Feshitas Rashi. This would already solve Tosfos' problem against Rashi. That we may have discovered the mysterious Chometz. The mysterious Chometz is Chometz Yadua. Chometz Yadua doesn't lend itself to Bittul, and therefore, Al Zeh Ne'amar Ein Bi'a Chometz El Esreifa. Al Zeh Nechalku Rabbi Yudin De Rabbonon about whether Ashpasos B'chol Dover is sufficient or whether he requires Esreifa. The whole Machlaikis, the whole Sugid of Chafalot, the whole Sugid of Chavzayin, was all said on the type of chametz that doesn't lend itself to bittul or chametz yadua. That's the approach that we're going to take. Rabbi say, this approach can only be taken if we fine-tune a little bit some of the information. Namely, how could we offer a pshat? How could we suggest a pshat that's predicated on this assumption that there's a difference between Chametz Yadua and Eni Yadua? Do we understand that distinction? Do we understand why such a Girsa should exist? Can we rationalize why there should be such a difference between Yadua versus Eni Yadua? To make matters worse, this Shita, to differentiate between Yadua versus Eni Yadua, is not only difficult to understand why, but at first glance, it's against a Beferish Gemara, and make matters even worse, even against a Beferish Mishnah. Anyone knows what Gemara I'm referring to? Gemara of Zayin and Medalf. Anyone got a chance to see the Gemara of Zayin and Medalf? I put it on the Marmi Kermis somewhere. Talmud Yeshivdei Rabbi. So imagine here you have a Talmud Yeshivdei Rabbi. So first of all, what do you see from a Talmud Yeshivdei Rabbi? That when did Yeshiva end in Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach in the afternoon. There was no Ben Azmanim, there was no Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were no Tiulim. It's nonsense. Narishkei. So it's one of the things that we're stuck with because the yeshivas today are still modeled after the yeshivas of Eastern Europe. That's the bottom line. Is all the yeshivas, for better or for worse, are following the original model of the Luzhin and the Mir and Slobodka and Telz back from the late 1800s. So in Eastern Europe, you couldn't just end the yeshiva 2 days before Pesach because it took you about a week to get home. So you had to take a wagon. Those who know about the history, even of the Mir back in the 1930s, there was no train stop in the Mir. You had to take a train from some big city to 3 hour. The closest train station was 3 hours away from the Mir. Then you had to take a horse and buggy for 3 hours. So to get a bacha to get home from one end of Poland to the other could take him a week. So the reshivas realized that you have to give the boys a chance to get home. Have given a chance to get home, unpack, help the mothers a little bit. So they instituted this thing called Ben Ezmanim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So and then they didn't start the yeshivas over again until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And Kohena, that's why you have a whole week after Sukkot, plus a whole travel. Why do we have a travel day? Then they had mamash a whole travel week. So Butla Tam or Butla Gezerah. So the whole reason for Ben Ezmanim is still around. Nebuchadnezzar was still stuck with that model of a month long Ben Ezmanim. From the days of Chazal, so the Gemara tells us, in Maseches Pesachim, that Rabbi Akiva would send the Talmidim home Erev Pesach late in the afternoon, that they should go home, the ones who are married, to tell them to go home and put your kids to sleep. Because if you don't go home and put your wives are busy getting ready for Yom Tov, and if you don't go home and put your kids to sleep, so then they're going to fall asleep by the Seder. So the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva would send all the Talmidim home on Erev Pesach in the afternoon to make sure the kids were getting nap. So Zevman Fendor, the Talmidim were there. And the way our setup is now, there are no Talmidim to talk to on Erev Pesach. There's no one there. They left already 2 weeks ago. So you see also from this Gemara that there's a Talmud Yeshiva for the Rabbi, Mamash in Erev Pesach. And V'nizka Sheyesh L'Isimul Gelosach Beisai, and he remembers that he has a dough. He left some chometz in his house. Gevalt! U'misyal Yeshiva Tachmetz! Call the Bavat L'mikam the Tachmetz. The Gemara says, no problem. Let him declare Bittul Chometz. And sure, everything's good to go. Let him be mevatel the chometz. So the Emes says the Gemara is talking about even on Yontif itself. How can he be mevatel something before on Yontif itself? It's already after Zman Hissach. It's not yet chometz. He mevatel pre-becoming chomos. So leaving out the details of Zion and Elf. What do you see for this Gemara? Lemaisa, you can be mevatel chometz. You do it. The Talmud knows the chometz is there. So why doesn't he go home and get rid of the chometz? Because he doesn't want to miss the shiur. The Rebbe's still going strong. They're still living above Metziah. It's 3 hours before Yom Tov. He doesn't want to miss shiur in yeshiva. So Nebuch, let him go. Let him just be mevatel the chometz. Finished. So Zebin Fandor, you can be mevatel the chometz yedua. So this is the Baal Kaash of the Pri Chodosh. The Pri Chodosh says he doesn't understand the Rishayim, the Gears and the Rambam, the Maiselach. You can't be mevatel the chometz yedua. Mechataisi can be mevatel the chometz. It's against the Perish Gemara. And the emphasis is against the Mishnah also. The Mishnah of Memtes says the guy's on his way to Shechtas come to Pesach, and he realizes he forgot that he has chometz b'shusai. So you can't osish la chometz dam zivchi. So the Gemara says no big deal. So he'll be vatal the chometz. No big deal. He can be vatal chometz. He knows he has the chometz there. So what do you mean bittul doesn't work in chometz yedua? It's against the Feirish Gemara. It's against the Feirish Mishnahs. Nu Rebbeis, what's the Bira Dover? Nu, who's going to tell me what's the Bira Dover? How could there be some Mishan who was screaming and yelling and telling us that Bittul doesn't work in Chametz Yedua? And we're basing our entire Shita's Rashi and our Sugya to emphasize this Kasha on that Shita. It's against the Feirish Gemara. What's the answer, no? Who here saw this Kesef Mishnah? Who here saw this Gemara Psachot of Zion? Who realized it was a contradiction? No, what's the answer, by say? I see some hands up. So, now, who has an answer to the contradiction? I want to see some hands up in that one also. No answers? Nobody? Total silence and all ends. Yeah, Jeremy.
Could it be that since he's not with it, it's considered any Yadua?
Any Yadua is not Yadua. I know what it is. I know exactly where it is.
He's not with it.
So, but it's still Yadua.
There's no other option.
So, therefore, what? So, it's only Lechatchila that Bittul doesn't want to come into Yadua? It's like a Chumar Midirabana Lechatchila. Zapshat. Who's going to give me a beer? I need a Lom de Shabir. Not that that wasn't a good beer. That's a good beer. But I want to real heavy dude. Yeah. No, but the Gemara says that even if it would be Chametz Gomor, except for the fact it's on Yontif, it would have been Erev Yontif, you would have been able to mevatel it. The Gemara says it's Farish. So let's try Makarepai. Rabbi Isai, why do you think conceptually people shouldn't work with Chametz Yedua according to Agir Sinram? Where's the problem? What's the problem? Oh, okay. So I think you're almost saying the same thing. So Lechora, this is a throwback to the Ran, all the way back in the Falun. What did the Ran tell us? The Ran told us that Bittul is a very, very tricky Chalois. Remember the Aleph? Remember the opening days of Shia? Back inside. Back in the beginning of Chesh Elul. Did we learn there then, right? Okay. So I remember saying it to the Ran. The Ran tells us Bittul Chometz is a very, very tricky Chalois. It's all Tali B'Leiv, all Tali B'Machshava. And therefore, if you're not really dead set on what you're doing, that's Ois Bittul. Remember the Ran invoked that principle to explain why Chazal Mesachim Dikas Chometz in the first place. What's wrong with Bittul Chometz? So the Ran said, Sheva Leiv Alta B'Leiv Sholim. Right? To bring back some, hopefully, fond memories. Sheva Leiv Alta B'Leiv Sholim. Everyone listen to what Bittul means. Recite together with me the text of Bittul. Kol chamir v'chamir adil. Libot of a levy. Leave out the word hefker. Afer the ara. Whatever it is should be, it's garnish. It's meaningless. It's nothing. It's like afer the ara. Everybody say. I got this humongous pizza pie sitting in my freezer. Erev Pesach. I'm leaving it there for one reason and one reason alone. Why? Because I don't want to stand in line with Matzah Yom Tov. I want to eat this pizza right after Pesach. Do you think in my heart and soul I really think this is Kiyah for the Ara? Not by a long shot. If I really thought it was Kiyah for the Ara, what do I do with Kiyah for the Ara? Do I keep Kiyah for the Ara stored in my freezer? But I do it, throw it in the garbage. throw it into the fire, step on it, throw it into the river, throw it into the lake, throw it into the ruach. After the hour means that I couldn't care less about it. I care God's good about it. And if I didn't care about it, so then I would have thrown it out. Rabbi Yisai, chbitl and chometz yedua doesn't work, not because there's a halach mashmasin, it doesn't work. Not because the gzeres hakotz doesn't work. It doesn't work because it is built-in problematic. It is a built-in chometz, shalei b'leib shalei. The mere fact that I'm not destroying it, that's nishpe shalei b'shalei. So the reason why bitl chometz yedua doesn't work is that the existence of the chometz, the awareness that chometz exists, is a steer to my bitl. That's, therein lies the chisar. That's the answer. No, now that we understand my high, that these Rishayim hold, that bitl doesn't work chometz yedua, can we answer the prechadish's taina from the Zayin? B'meh devar mamurim, that the existence, the knowledge and existence, am I not acting on the chometz by destroying it, is a stira to my bitl. That's true when I have the ability to destroy it. When I have a pizza sitting in my freezer, nobody's stopping me from destroying it. What's preventing me from throwing it into the garbage? Because I really do want it. Because it's taka, taka is chashiv to me. It's very important to me. When I have the ability to destroy it, and I choose not to, zemin fenda, that my bittul is nishpalev shalit. Aber, if there's a reason why I'm not destroying it, there's a very, very good, legitimate excuse why I'm not running to throw into the garbage. You know why? Because I don't want to miss the shtickle Torah for Reb Chaim in the middle of Bar Metziah. I don't want to miss the Rebbe Shir. Or I'm traveling to Beis Hamikdash, I'm 3 quarters of my way to Yishalayim, and I remember I left my chametz in Eilat. I don't feel like going back. I'll never make it back for Korban Pesach. If there's a good justification for why I'm not removing it, the mere existence and even knowledge of the chametz is not a contradiction to my bittul. So it's not that there's an across-the-board rule called bittul and chametz yedua doesn't work. Bittul and chametz yedua doesn't work when the knowledge and existence and the non-action vis-a-vis that chametz is indicative of something problematic. But when my non-action, my knowledge of the existence of the chametz can be attributed to other factors, that's not a chisar, because there's no halach l'moishim esini can be involved with chametz yedua. There's nothing intrinsically wrong. You have to judge. It's a barometer. Yedias HaChametz is a barometer to measure whether the person is serious about his bittul or not. That's the aside in the case of Mishnah. That's the aside how you say this.
But how do we not have a problem then when the Talmud returns to his house on Pesach, there's no concern that he's going to see that pizza that he just left sitting out and he's not home?
You're right. Mid the Rabbanon, as soon as he gets home, he's got to get rid of it. Mid the Rabbanon, you're never supposed to rely on bittul. That's the opening Mishnah Dabeis. But here Chazal gave you a special break, Mishum Bittul Torah, so they weren't Mechayvi, Mishum Nistircha, to fulfill B'dikas Chametz in Ochenami, that on a love of Dirabonin, this person is Shalai Kedin, but with Dirabonin, they lifted B'dikas Chametz for these purposes. In Ochenami, 100% right.
But it doesn't seem like there's that caveat in the Gemara that once he should do Bittul now, and then later...
Avada, when he gets home, he's got to do B'dikas, that's for sure, because why should that be any different than any other person? If I do Bittul Chametz, with the Reis of Bittul B'Yamasagi, but with Dirabonin, I have to. So once the guy gets home, he's no longer Yoshev Le'Rabba, he no longer has that hat there, then he becomes subject to the regular Din D'Rabban, or the boss, but it's a chametz. So I feel the matzav is a chametz, you have to do B'dikas chametz. Okay? Good, very good, excellent. Nu Rabbi Yisai, who's with us? Who likes this Yisai? Everybody, come on, all hands up, everyone like this Yisai, this is Emes Lamita. Rabbi Yisai, this Yisai is not going to bode well for Shittas Rashi. Because what was Ashtikul Terah B'das Rashi? We're trying to explain. Why am I talking about Chametz Yedua now? It's not yet in Yonah Diyah, but why am I talking about Chametz Yedua? Because we're trying to find that mysterious kind of Chametz that doesn't lend itself to Bittul. And Uvazeh Pligi Rabbi Yudah V'Rabbanim. Rabbi Yisai, if we think in a million years we've discovered that Chametz, and we call it Chametz Yedua, so we are completely and totally wrong. I'll tell you why. Once we were forced to give this beer, because we have no other way out of Dav Zayin, once we are forced to be remagdir, that there is nothing intrinsically wrong with bittul and chametz yedua, it's just that it's a stira to your bittul. But whenever there's no stira, then it's okay. Can someone please explain to me Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Chametz Elis Reifa. You must burn your chametz. And if you simply flush it down the toilet, you simply throw it into the river, you blew tashbisu. You didn't do tashbisu. Why did I blow tashbisu? Can't I just be mevatel the chametz? And isn't throwing it into the lake like bittel? Why is throwing it into the lake less than bittel? No, this is chametz yadua, chametz yadua, bittel doesn't work. Really? B'med b'mamurim, bittel doesn't work in chametz yadua when the bittel is being contradicted by the idea of chametz. A guy who throws the chametz into the lake, is there any reason to think that that bittel is contradicted by anything? What does Rabbi Yehuda want from the guy? He went ahead and took the chametz and threw it into the lake. So, dal mehilchas reifa. If you hold fundamentally that bittel is a key of tashbisu, the only reason why bittel falls short of chametz yadu is because it's a stira, but it's not a stira when you're trying to get rid of it. So true, you're trying to get rid of it in the non-sereifa manner. How in the world can Rabbi Yehuda formulate such a mitzvah? How could there be such a chalos? How could there be such a mitzvah, such a category that bittel was really good tashmisa according to Rabbi Yehuda? Haraya works the chametz yadua. Our teretz is assuming that bittel taka works min hatayra and chametz yadua. And the only reason why you need sereifa is because this is the kind of chametz that bittel doesn't work on. But it's not true. It's sheker. Bittel does work in chametz yadua. Nobody says bittel doesn't work in chametz yadua. The Gemara in Dav Zayin says it works. The only Rishayim who say it doesn't work is if and when your yediyas of chametz and you're not physically acting upon it is a stira. Why is throwing chametz into the river a stira to your bittel? It's better than the case of Talmud Yeshalei Rabbi. Talmud Yeshalei Rabbi, he's taka not doing anything, but we can explain away why he's not doing anything. Here he is doing something. He's taking and throwing it into the flush down the toilet. How can you look at the guy and say, sorry, Charlie, bittel, what you're doing is not tashbisa. Why? So what do you mean? But ain't chametz called bittel? I'm throwing it in the bathroom, I'm throwing it in the toilet. Why is that not called bittel? No, it's chametz yadua. But Rabbi, bittel works in chametz yadua. I end up zayin amid aleph. And the only reason why it doesn't work is when there's a stira. There's no stira. I'm a fiber to a ruch bittel yam. There's no stira to my bittel. So lechora, once you're forced to be magdir, Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rishayin, and the bittel doesn't work in Chametz Yadua, only b'chi hagav that it's a stira, why should Ashpasasa b'chol dover be a stira to your bittel? So how could Rabbi Yehuda say, no, sorry, you're not yet to Tashbisu. It's not Sreifa. Don't call it Sreifa, call it bittel. Throwing it into the river is called bittel. Ki afed eilach afed eilach 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 Ashpasa b'leiv zuhi Ashpasa. Throwing it into the river is not Ashpasa b'leiv? Who are you joking? Who are you kidding? So l'chayra, this mahalach that we're trying to create within Rashi to find that mysterious chametz, we found the mysterious chametz, right, that the bittel doesn't work on. But the reason why it doesn't work on it is not an absolute statement. It's limited by b'chi agav, that's a stira to your bittel. Otherwise, it runs zayin, dav zayin, doesn't make any sense. Once you say that hagdar and dav zayin, then you're finished. Then ashpasas v'chodov, it should be no worse than bittel. So Rabbi said, we're back to square one. No, everyone with us? Who's with us? Everyone here? Yeah.
Okay, we stay with the Michas Chinuch.
We're done with the Michas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch, that was yesterday. We don't. I can't even tell with a straight face, but we didn't want to say that Michas Chinuch. It's against the Gemara Chavzayin. This is a new teretz. This is a brand new Mahalach. The brand new Mahalach, the Chayr is flawed.
Any question?
Yeah.
Could I just repeat why this is specifically the issue for Rashi?
Rashi is the one who said that Bittol is Tashbisu. How in the world could bittel be tashbisu? Imkein, how could Rabbi Yehuda ever say throwing into the river is no good? Why isn't throwing into the river no worse than bittel? How's it worse than bittel? If your madach sit around and say kiyah for the hour, that's good for tashbisu. Why is throwing into the river not good? So the answer is no. This is the kind of chametz that doesn't lend itself to bittel. This is yadua. Problem: yadua does lend itself to bittel. It doesn't lend itself to bittel when you're not acting as a stirati of bittel. But there's no stira to your bittel. You see a guy taking the chametz and crumbling up and throwing it to the river. You'd never say, oh no, he really likes the chametz. He really wants it. He doesn't want it. He's throwing it to the river. So how could it be to say it's no good? Who thought of this kasha? What do you guys been thinking since yesterday? Yesterday we started the sugi yesterday. So you have to think of these lines. So we have a big problem. This chametz yadua story is not going to solve the world's problems for us. Could we salvage this teretz? Could we dance around with this teretz a little bit more? Perhaps we could offer the following. Perhaps the yishuv that we gave to the Pichadish's kasha from the Zayim is not the correct teretz. And that's what got us into trouble. Perhaps we have to be more committed to Bittul not working on Chametz Yudua. The parasha from Bittul Chametz as we know it, Bittul as Tashbisu, does not work on Chametz Yudua. Never, ever, ever, ever. It just doesn't work. Not because of stories, because it's a stivati Bittul, because the barometers, runs and the fall, none of that business. Bittul Chametz on a Dovi Yudua is a meaningless statement. And I'll tell you why. Not because there's a chisorin mitzam ha-gavra, because the gavra is not serious. What does bittul mean? What do the words bittul mean? The Rambam describes bittul. What does he say? Anybody say a cloud? It doesn't exist. It's not here. It is here. It's not here. It is here. Anybody say a cloud? What do the words mean? Bittul, by definition, is limited to Chametz Yedidua, not mitam chisar, not as felt in Gavra. It's not a chisar in his mindset. The very parish, the very chalei sheim, a bittul, tashbisu, bittul, just doesn't lend itself when something is here. For the end of discussion, not because he's serious, not serious, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Pashut doesn't work. What's the problem? What's the glaring problem? If you take that all-encompassing statement that the chisar and the bittul of Chametz Yedua is all-encompassing, not just the chisar and mitzad agavra, which Gemara doesn't fit? Tamanei Yoshev, Dav Zayin. Why is Tamanei Yoshev if the bittul of Chametz Yedua? When he says something startling, the Pnei Yeshua basically started the ball rolling. We're going to elaborate a little bit on it. I don't know how much the Pnei Yeshua said or meant. So we'll give Pnei Yeshua credit if this is what he meant. If it's not what he's meant, we'll take the blame for it. Bittul does not work in Chametz Yedua, at least according to many Rishonim, Rashi included. All encompassing, no ands, ifs, and buts. Bittul does not work in Chametz Yedua. But you know what does work in Chametz Yedua? Hefker. Da'al me'och ha'bittul of Tashbisu. We usually present that bittul is either Tashbisu, Agzeres HaKosav, Hashposa B'Lev, or it's Hefker. That's conventional wisdom. Rashi Otazoi, Tezach Tazoi. Could it be that they're both right? Bittul Chametz could accomplish one of two things. It could either be the Chiddush HaTeir of Tashbisu, Tevatlun, Hashbosim Aleizu, Yashbosim. Or even if there wouldn't have been a Mitzvah HaTeir of Tashbisu, Bittul would have still been okay, not as a fulfillment of any given mitzvah, but as a circumvention of by Rabbi Matzah, like Taisa says. Let's not forget, Taisa doesn't need a pasuk for Bittul Chametz. Bittul Chametz is Muvon Me'elav, because it's not Lecha. Could it be that even Rashi, who's the biggest believer of Bittul Chametz being a kiyum of Tashbisu and Gzeiras HaKosav and a mitzvah satay, Hashbosa B'Lev, the whole nine yards, even Rashi agrees in the back of his mind that even in a situation where Bittul will fail you out of Tashbisu, it's Logar from Hefker. Lamaisi can be Mafker something. So if I say it's Kiyaf of the hour, that's a Lashon of Hefker basically. My Nafkamina, where the Bittul's working through the Kayach of Tashbisu, but where the Bittul's working through Hefker, it's a big enough communion. In one case, you Yaitzim Mitzvah, in another case, you not Yaitzim Mitzvah. Bittul that works with the Dini HaTeir of Tashbisu, that's Nichol and Exerce HaKos Tashbisu of Hashem Belev. That's the form of Mitzvah Tashbisu. Bittul that's working with Teres Hefker is a cheap way of avoiding by Rabbi Matzeh. It's like selling your Chametz before Pesach. Selling your chametz is not a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Selling your chametz is a circumvention of Tashbisu. It's a circumvention of Bayrovin Matz. It's not a mitzvah of Tashbisu. So could it be What the Gemara means in Daf Zayin is as follows. Talmud HaYeshev B'nei Rabbi V'niska Sheyesh T'chometz Mevatloi B'dayoi. What does that mean? He's not Yaitzei Tashbisu. Because in order for Tashbisu to work, it has to be the Chiddush HaTayr of Hashpasa B'lei Zuh Hashpasa, as the Rambam describes it, Davash Ein Beit Tzerech Klal. That imagery of Bittul does not apply to Chometz Yedun. Not because the Gavra is not serious, but because Bittul Chometz per se just doesn't speak to Chometz Yedun. It can't work. It's impossible. The Chaleis, whatever it is, Chaleis, not a Chaleis, whatever you want to call Tashbisu, the notion of Bittul Chometz Teres Tashbisu is not Teifes on Davi Yedun. But, Mide Hefker Le Nafka? It could still be Hefker? And that's what the Gemara means in Dav Zayin. For the poor Talmud, who's Yashal Fnei Rabbi, why do we tell him to do Bittul? To fulfill what? Mitzvah? No mitzvah. Why do we tell him to do Bittul? No?
Not be over the law.
So he shouldn't be in violation of the law of Sassim. He shouldn't be in violation of by Rabbi Matzah. That's the goal of his being Mevatel Chometz. His goal is not to fulfill Tashbisu. It is impossible for him to fulfill Tashbisu because it's Chometz Yadur. If that's the case, that yes, it's true that there's a notion of bittul on Chometz Yadua, but no, it's not true that it has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Tashbisu is either bittul on Chometz Yadua, and how do you do Tashbisu on Chometz Yadua? How does Tashbisu play on Chometz Yadua? What's the answer? Not bittul. How do you fulfill Tashbisu on Chometz Yadua? What's the answer? There has to be some kind of a physical act. And what is that physical act? Al zeh plegi Rabbi Yehuda v'chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda learned that from Nais and B'chom and Tzolosreif, and the Chom said there is no such drosha. You cannot turn around and say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is throwing it into the river not good enough? Typically that it's bittul. What would Rabbi Yehuda respond to you? Typically that it's bittul. This is Chometz Yadua, and bittul doesn't work by definition. You can't call it Tashbisu al bittul. The only method available for you to be Yaitzei Tashbisu or Chometz Yadua contributor is Bir Chometz and Bir Chometz al-Sraifa. So Rabbi Isai, we could still salvage the second Teretz. So we are successful, maybe, in discovering that phantom, mysterious Chometz that doesn't lend itself to bittul. It's Chometz Yadua. This, again, this is hinging on a lot of questions. It's assuming that such a shita exists. Yesharim, Megiras, and Rambam. We're committing Rashi to that shita. We have two ways of defending that shita from the Gemara of the Pichodesh's Kashin of Zion. If you go down the first Mahalach, that the defense is that Bittul really does work, the Ikaron, there's no intrinsic Chisar in the Bittul Chometz Yadua. It's just a Chisar Mitzad HaGavra's sincerity. That will not bode well for this Teretz. Because then, when you do Hashpasas B'chol Dovar, he's very sincere that he does not interested in the Chometz. So this will not work. The only way to invoke this Teretz of difference between Yadua versus any Yadua is to go down the second beer under Zion to say the reason why Talmud Yashav the Rabbi is acceptable is Takanat al Bittul of Tashbisu. It's Bittul of Hefker. It's a different Chalashem. It's a different Parashah of the Gamri. But Bittul of Tashbisu, Taka Mitzam Atzmai doesn't work in Chometz Yadua. So Abaycha Yivchar. You choose which Mahalach you want to defend Shittas Rashi. You want to go down to Michas Chinuch's beer of yesterday with the problem of the Gemara of Zion. You want to go down our beer of today of Chometz Yadua versus Chometz Sheinei Yadua, but you have to really, really have to assume a lot of things. You have to assume this distinction exists, which we don't have any really Mach or Bidas Rashi. You have to assume that our second beer against the Gemara in that to defend against the Gemara of Zion is the correct one. Few assumptions here. This Rashi is not simple. This Kasha Tais is not Poshim. What do you do? You say something. You choose. Yeah.
It might be like a little different type of question, but when we say it's worth staying in shir and miss out on the asay of Tashbisu.
You mean why are we telling this guy to hang around in shir? Why don't we tell him, close your gemara, go home and do what you're supposed to do. Go do Bir Chometz. In the end, the Gemara says he's afraid that it's going to become chametz. I mean, the Gemara only needed that terrace because it was on Yom Tov. If it would have been just regular Yom Tov in the morning, the Gemara would have not sent him home. I mean, Lamaisa, the Gemara says that the Raisa bit of Yamasagi, technically speaking, min haTorah, you're allowed to circumvent the mitzvah. So it could be that Tashbisu, kol zman, you don't have the chametz. It could be it's not the mitzvah. So it could be that's not called the bitla mitzvah. It's a tricky one. It's a tricky question. So basically, we've been learning the sugya for a day and a half, and we only addressed the first kasha of Tosis against Rashi. Tosis has a second kasha, and the Dalam Abayis, back to Midiraisa, Bitl B'Yamasagi, the Oid. The Tashbisa or Midan Lakama Mi Achilek Shubishay Shel Salamala. For Ektosis, Rashi has the timing off. Because if Rashi is right, the Tashbisu is bittul, you are forcing the mitzvah to take place pre-chatzos. Because nobody could argue with the premise, once the chametz is also, the game is over. The Gemara in Davar Bamei says, once the chametz becomes also banal, which presumably it becomes at chatzos, why that is or is not true, we have to wait hopefully till Davar. But we're working with that assumption right now that if the chatzay sayayim, the chametz is also b'achilu b'anom in the Torah. Once it's also b'achilu b'anom, it's not b'shuso anymore. Once it's b'shuso, if shalom ba'atloi. Why all those things are true? Come back at Davav Mevez, hopefully in a few weeks from now. Maybe a few months from now, depending on how slow we go through Davay. So Frekta Isis, since it is inconceivable to have bitul chametz after chatzay, after the Zman Isser, if you're going to tell me that Bittul is the Mitzvah Tashbisu, then you are committing the Mitzvah Tashbisu to Pre-Chatzos. The Tosfos says that's absolutely incorrect. Because the Gemara says, Nafeh Amid Aleph, Ach means a Loshen Chatzos, and the Mitzvah is after Chatzos, before Chatzos is garnished. Bimavat Chometz before Chatzos is like blowing Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. It's like eating the Sukkah of Sukkot. It's Bechol on a Mitzvah. The Zman of Mitzvah is at Chatzos, and therefore, by the mere fact that the Zman HaMitzvah is a Chatzos and onwards, it is inconceivable that the Mitzvah should be Bittul. The Mitzvah has to be physical destruction. That's the second kasha. What's the answer according to Rashi? What's the Poshut answer? The Bishayim already give the answer. We state in the Gemara that the Mitzvah is after Chatzos. What state in the Gemara? What does the Gemara say? And the Fehmet Alf. Ach is a Lashon Chatzos. Achilek. Ach mi Amarishon. The Mitzvah is Chatzos. Tosfos understood that to mean the mitzvah begins from Chatzos onwards. How did Rashi understand? You have to do it before Chatzos. Ach b'marishon means that you have to do the mitzvah of Tashbisu before Chatzos. And therefore, it is perfectly legitimate for Bittul to be the mitzvah of Tashbisu, because it is perfectly acceptable to do Bittul before the Zman. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. So Rashi is not arguing with Tosfos that Chatzos is critical. Rashi is arguing with Tosfos as to what the role of Chatzos is. Tosfos is learning that Chatzos is the Tchilas Zman HaMitzvah. According to Rashi, it could be the Sof Zman of the Mitzvah, or at least to some degree the Sof Zman. It's the end of the Bittul dimension. So a major machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos now emanating as to when the Zman HaMitzvah is, depending on what you think the mitzvah is. If you believe that the what of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is bittul, then you are forced to take a stand on the when. If you believe that the what is physical destruction, then it's very possible that the when is after Chatzos. So now we have two machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos that are very, very much dependent on one another. The when depends on what the what is. But basically, we could take this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos one step further. So Yaduah Mefursum, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tes. I think I put the whole Minchas Chinuch on the Ma'amar Kamis. Right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got to read. It's one of the most famous Minchas Chinuch around. It's famous for a few reasons. First of all, it's famous because it's famous. It's famous because it's the Yom Tov related issue. So anyone who ever went to any Shir on to Mincha Ma'ariv on any day of Pesach, I heard this Minchas Chinuch once in his life. It's also famous because it's in the beginning, it's only mitzvah tests, and generally people learn mechas chinuch. So the most famous mechas chinuch is mitzvah aleph, because people always get the mitzvah aleph. Mitzvah Beis is good also. By Mitzvah Gimel, get a Nasha, gets a little harder. By Kiddush HaChodesh, most people get wiped out. And by Mitzvah Test, you're still going strong. By the time you get the Mitzvah Tough Gimel or something, you're usually petered out. So it has a good mazel, this Mitzvah Test. It's like Daf Yomi. We all know that Rabbi Danasi really started Maseches Brachas. The Rishon give different reasons why he started Maseches Brachas. So the answer is because he had Rachmanis on the Daf Yomi Chevra. Because if he would have started with the Yavamah, so that would have been the beginning end of Daf Yomi. So Rabbi say, Bazak to Mechas Chinuch. Yish Lach Kor says in Mechas Chinuch, a fundamental question, the Yisaydi Yisaydi is in the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. There are two different kinds of mitzvah essays in the Torah. There are some mitzvah essays that require a ma'isa, and there are other mitzvah essays that are fulfilled by sheva al-tasa. But Marshall, we just had a beautiful mitzvah, yeshiva basukah. That's a mitzvah, b'kum v'asei, b'sukah stei yeshiva siyamim. Kach l'machem yom erishon, perev tech l'matzis, k'shatim l'yasei adecha, shachu av kumecha. Those are all mitzvahs that require the ma'isa, diba, whatever it is, some kind of an action, a quasi-alachic action. Then you have other mitzvahs in the Torah. Everybody last Shabbos was in fulfillment of two gewaldig mitzvahs essays deraisa, and you probably didn't even know about it. What were they? You didn't have to do anything. You could have slept the entire day. What great mitzvahs deraisa did you fulfill last Shabbos?
Shabbos.
First of all, you fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa of Yom HaShvi'i Tishbeis by not doing anything. And what else? By Yom HaRishon Shabbos and HaShmini Shabbos, and you were shaydis in the Lach HaShmini Yetzeres. It's gewaldig Shabbos. You don't get two for the price of one. See, we show this with Malach and Shmini Yetzeres. You fulfilled. You get brownie points in Shemayim. Vayom Hashmini Shabbosan. What did you do to fulfill that mitzvah? What great Hinni Mukhum Zum L'Shem Yichud did you say? Nothing. By not doing something, you fulfilled the mitzvah. Not all that long ago. What's today? Monday. How many weeks ago was Yom Kippur? Three weeks ago, right? 3 weeks ago, Monday. Right? Am I correct? 3 weeks ago, Monday, we were all sitting and fulfilling the mitzvah. Their eyes, V'nisim Asaf Shaseichem. What did you do? Nothing. You didn't eat. You didn't drink. You were fulfilled the mitzvah. V'nis v'saf shaseichem. Tana saf shaseichem. Dr. Mechassin Yesh Lachko, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Is the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu a mitzvah de maisa? Now that maisa could be, perhaps, some kind of physical destruction. Perhaps bitul chometz could be the quote-unquote maisa. There are mitzvahs that have to be performed actively through words, like Birchas Hamazon, Kiddush, Kriya Shema. There are even, as they say, it sounds a little strange, maybe even actions that have, there are mitzvahs that have to be performed actually through machshava. There may be certain mitzvahs deraisa that are quote-unquote kumba asay, not with a form of ma'isa in the physical sense, but a machshava. You have to have a form of machshava. So what is Tashbisu? Tashbisu requires something from you? Some active fulfillment? Or is Tashbisu much closer to the model of Shabboson? Same Sheirish. Is Tashbisu closer to the model of Inyan and Yom Kippur? What would the mitzvah mean if it was similar to those mitzvahs? It would mean when Pesach arrives, or Erev Pesach, or sometime in the calendar clock, or the calendar arrives, you have to be clean and free of all chametz. And by you're not owning chametz at that moment in time, you get a pat on the back from the Shemayim, a couple of brownie points of registers in the Beis and Shemala. So Bilovsky fulfilled the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So Bilovsky was sleeping when he fulfilled this mitzvah. So what? I could sleep the whole day in Kippur and still fulfill the mitzvah of Inyas Mitzvah Shechel. I could sleep all day Shabbos and Yom and still fulfill the Shabbos. So what is necessary to fulfill this Heilige Mitzvah of Tashbisu? Is there some kind of a ma'isa necessary, or is it fulfilled b'sheva al-tasa? Says the Minchas Chinuch, the following you said. Kulei alma le'pligi, that the Zman of Tashbisu is Chatzais. The Zman is not before Chatzais. The Zman is Chatzais. Ach b'yom erishim. So why is there Machlekes Rashi in Tesis, whether you do Tashbisu before or after? Says Michas Chinuch, everyone agrees, you turn to a pumpkin when the clock strikes 12. That's when Tashbisu begins. What does that mean? What happens at 12 o'clock? What happens at Chatzai Seyeim? According to Tesis, that is the engine that's driving the mitzvah's maisev Tashbisu. And once the Zman comes, when Chatzai Sayyam arrives, that's like Leil Tesfav Tishrei kicks in, Basukas Teshiv is Yom. Alas the Shachaf and Aleph Tishrei, Yom Tru Yeluchim. There's a Zman, the Zman is a catalyst for a Chiyuv. And for a person to think that you can fulfill Tashbis before Chatzais is as absurd and foolish as long shelf and Erev Rosh Hashanah. It is a ridiculous Asibi the Sukkah of Sukkah. The Zman didn't come yet. Zman didn't come, so what are you doing the mitzvah for? The Zman of Chatzais is the Mechayiv of Tashbisu. And therefore the Maisa mitzvah has to take place from Chatzais and on. And therefore Tashbis understood, since it is impossible to do bittul after Chatzais, because it's already Asa Bano, Ayin Pesachim Dababa Meveiz, Memela we are forced to conclude that bittul is not a fulfillment of Tashbisu. I mean, the Rais Midri Amasani, it's got to be based on some other parasha called Hefke. That's the flow of Tosfos' mindset. That's how Tosfos' thought says the Bichas Chinuch. But Rashi said as follows. Rashi held that Chatzais Hayom is when you turn to a pumpkin, all right? When Chatzais comes, you have to be in the state of Chometz being mushpas from you. If you own Chometz after Chatzais, you are being over the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. Like the fellow who does Malacha on Shabbos is being not only violating Lofsasek or Malacha, but he's in violation of Tishbais. Like the fellow doing Malacha on Yontif, not only is in violation of Kobalach Sevet Lofsasek, is violating Shabbosin. Like the fellow's eating on Yom Kippur, not only in the violation of the Lofsasek, Kiyachol, and Nevesh, and Lofsuna, he's being Mevatel, the Mitzvah Zesi, the Reis, and Nisbos, or Shasechim. So that identical model exists for Chometz as well. You know that in Chometz and Pesach, we know that it's by Rabbi Motzi. And now the Torah slaps you with another mitzvah. And that's the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. Kumt, Erev Pesach, Chatzais, Achilei, Azai, Nem Lameshi Rabbeinu, Achilei. Kumt, Erev Pesach, Chatzais, Chometz has to be mushpas lecha. What do you have to do to make sure the Chometz is mushpas lecha? Figure it out. When should you figure it out? Don't wake up at 12 o'clock. You have to figure this out earlier. Because when the clock strikes 12, that chometz has already been mushpas l'cha. So what do you have to do? You got to get rid of that chometz beforehand. It's like you have to finish eating before it begins. You have to finish your malach for Shabbos and Yom Tov starts. So you got to do all the achonos beforehand. What do you do? What has to happen? So the question becomes, well, what does chometz have to be in order to fulfill this mitzvah? What state does chometz have to be? So zoi state in Rashi Tavtal Gevaldik Yisoid. The Torah doesn't say chametz has to be destroyed from you. In order to fulfill this mitzvah, your chametz has to be mushpos from mimcha. Vos made mushpos. If the Torah wanted to say destroy, the Torah knew how to say it. The Bashem knew how to write in the Torah. Achmer Rishon Tavar and chametz. Achmer Rishon Titul Liyamel and Nahar. But Rabbi Shlomo Chachmasa wrote in the word Tashbisu, Zakhtir Ashi, Yashbasa Deleizu Yashbasa. And therefore, as long as the chametz is mushpos from mimcha, when did you involve yourself in the process of being mashpis to chometz? Obviously before chatzais. The chatzais is too long, it's too late. So you have to make sure to do all your preps to make sure that when chatzais comes, when the clock strikes 12 in Shemayim, ich bin a yid whose chometz is mushpas bimeni. Das is the bits of tashbisu. There's no maisa to do. And if you don't have to wait till the clock strikes 12 to start acting, you got to make the chometz beforehand. So says the Birchas Chinuch, unbelievable yisoid, you have to think this Birchas Chinuch and read it too. Who here read this Birchas Chinuch? Who here read it 30 times? Keep on reading and reading over and over. He keeps on driving home this point. That there's a three-way machlekes. There's a three, nekuda, three-pronged machlekes Rashi and Taisus now. The machlekes Rashi and Taisus is what Tashbisu is, which led to a machlekes when Tashbisu is, which led to a machlekes what the etzem adova, what the mahus, what the agdor of Tashbisu is. What you have to do, when you do it, and what the lumdus of the nature of the mitzvah is, are all intertwined. There's a running machlekes Rashi and Taisus. I state in two lines in our Taisus.
So is Rashi just saying the lowest level of Tashbisu is when you have to you'd also be okay with straight for them?
Be gavaldi, you want to burn a gig, is under hate. Says Michal Skinner, I'll tell you a big secret. You know a big secret, says Michal Skinner? What if you're a gluten-free guy all year long? You never have any chometz. You don't like chometz. You never eat chometz all year long. You're a matzah guy. Guess what? When Erev Pesach comes at Chatzos, you know what you get in Shemayim? Check. Credit. Chatzos came. My chometz is mushpos. You know why it's mushpos? I never had any in the first place. In the chomushpos got mizeh. Madach hashpos b'leiv is good. Madach destruction is good. Never having in the first place is even better. Tosfos wouldn't say that. Tosfos would say to the poor guy who doesn't eat chometz all year long, Tosfos would say, go run to the store at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, go get some chometz to fulfill Tashbisu. So this machloik is Rashi and Tosfos, that the Mechaschim Chizman now is the Kumbasei Hashem El Tasa. This is loaded, this is huge. According to Rashi, there's no reason to buy chometz in our Pesach to do Tashbisu. That's ridiculous, that's absurd. That's like telling a guy, an Erev Yom Kippur, go buy food, hold on to the food in Erev Yom Kippur, and then when Yom Kippur comes, throw it into the garbage. It's a different religion. You don't have to do that. I'm not eating. I don't own chametz. What's for buying chametz before? And what am I becoming? I've been buying chametz before. According to Tosfos, the guy who doesn't have chametz, he should go run and get chametz. Why not? It's a good idea to go run and get chametz. The Chassidim has on a fascinating nafkamina. I'm standing, trying to burn my chametz. And somebody comes over to me and bowls me over, grabs the chametz out of my hands and throws it into the fire. I am furious at the guy. I take it to the interior. What's my claim? You stole my mitzvah. My mitzvah is not a chefta shal, what was that? Dabbi shal momen? You're right. Min ha-Torah, it's a nonsensical claim. But mid the Rabbanan, the Mishnah says in Chulun, they made a special takana. When Lil made a takana, if you steal a guy's mitzvah, you have to pay him 10 zuvim. Famous Mishnah, famous Gemara in Chulun, the Gemara talks about that somebody stole somebody else's kisi adam, so you have to pay the fellow 10 zuvim for the kisi adam that you stole. I shechted the birds, it's my chus new kisi adam. You bowled me over and stole it and throw dirt on the blood. Now the mitzvah's over, it's done. You stole my mitzvah for me, mid the Rabbanan, you have to pay kinas 10 zuvim. So comes with Chaschinuch and raises the shaila, would you have to pay 10 zuvim if you stole the guy's chametz and threw it into the fire in his behalf? According to Tosfos, maybe yeah. You stole his mitzvah. According to Rashi, maybe it's his mitzvah. Lamais, it's the same mitzvah. There's no difference, not an iota of difference, whether he burnt the chametz, here's the vatal chametz, he never had chametz in the first place, somebody took his chametz into the fire, at the end of the day, when Chatzes Yom comes and he doesn't have chametz, it's mushmus bimenu. So he's fulfilled the same mitzvah. What's the difference? It'll be an interesting nafkamina. A lot of people, you know, when they're doing bio chametz, they like to involve the kids. Right? Well, they get your kids involved in chinuch. Yeah. So you give all your chametz to your kids, say, yeah, you throw it into the fire. According to Rashi, is there anything wrong with that? No. According to Rashi, I couldn't care whether a monkey throws it into the fire. What's the difference? But according to Tosfos, that, wait a second, there's a mitzvah essay of Tashbisu. If I give it to my kid, the kid's not yet by mitzvah, no shlichas for katan, maybe I'm being mevatel the mitzvah by giving it to the kid to do. Whole question. Now, this is all a fake question because we do bir chametz before chatzos anyway, so there's no mitzvah anyway, according to Tosfos. Don't tell anybody, that's a secret. Well, we'll talk about that hopefully further on. So this machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos that began as a machlokes what Tashbisu, what bittul is, which now became, led to a machlokes when bittul is, which now led, according to the worldview of the Michas Chinuch, to a whole new question as to what the Hagdara of Tashbisu is. This is a major question. I think I was correct in what I said, that this is a major sugya here. This is the ABCs of Psachim here. I think about this because you got to read this Michas Chinuch many, many times. So Rabbi Sai, we finished one dimension of the sugya. The two kashas that Tosfos poses against Rashi. For Rabbi Sai, there is a third kasha that doesn't appear in this Tosfos. It appears in Tosfos Ben Parrots. Hopefully, from tomorrow, we're going to pick up with that kasha. And then, we have a little bit more work to do in Shitas Rashi. This notion that Bittul is Ke'afa Di'ara, that Tashbis was Ke'afa Di'ara. It's not really Hefke, it's not really Bina Mominus, it's Ke'afa Di'ara. A very, very loaded question that Maram Chalava, when the Gdele B'Sherim and Psochem raises B'Shittas Rashi, we have a lot of work to do in that cache as well. So we still got a couple of major Nakudas left. We finished. We're just learning inside today. We just learned two lines of Tosfos. We read it. That's what you're supposed to do. Not read the Gemara, read the Rashi, Tosfos, right? So we had a cache of Teretz. We just lived it up a little bit. Well, we basically just worked on two kashas of Taisus against Rashi. Hopefully, Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll continue with Rebbeinu Peretz and Maram Chalav and try to put the final touch on this sugi Mitzvah tomorrow. Okay, good. Come tomorrow, Mitzvah. Okay, tomorrow Shia is 11 o'clock, right? Okay, and I hope Mitzvah on Wednesday.